Okay, good morning. Today's class is honor of Dave Pack, also in the success of Yekatil Yehuda ben Mordechai Gittel. This class is also in the merit of my wife, Elisheva Banavag, that she, thank God she's able to give me the support and take care of my children while I do these classes. So she should get a lot of success in everything she does. Gadiel ben Elisheva, Emrech Elisheva, Shefer Elisheva, Reina Malka V'tova Basha. This class, just remember, we have the big event, God willing, in June 6th in L.A., in Manhattan. And God willing, that's going to be the event, and afterwards there's going to be an after party. So that's going to be the usually get your tickets, because that thank God for the past, whenever we've done that event, 3-4 years, every time it's been sold out. So please get your tickets, don't wait for the last moment, etc. Please share and rate the podcast. Today is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Today and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. This is a new month, new energy. We are going into the month of... Today's also the beginning of Tiferet, of the energy of Tiferet. We'll do a class on that tomorrow. Last week was Gevurah, discipline, din. A lot of tough stuff. So now that it's going to ease up a little bit, it's going to ease up to air. So that's, things should be a little bit more calmer. All right, what are we doing this month of Iyar? What are we supposed to do? We know obviously the name Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rafecha, that God heals you in this month. This is a month of a lot of inner work, As we know, the whole job of the Omer is all inner work, counting down the days, the character building days. So don't think again. When you're struggling something, that doesn't mean... Remember, struggle, when you're struggling something, is actually you're giving yourself sacrifice. You're actually giving. You're giving self-sacrifice to it. So it's actually very good, because actually giving. We think struggle is actually bad. No, struggle is actually, in a form, good, because now you're giving now. When things are easy, what are you giving? You're giving nothing. You're taking. So this is an area that it's okay to the struggle itself. Don't look at it as bad. Look at it as a chance to give. The energy of this month also is excessive. We it's a lot of inner work, but don't become obsessed with it. Don't become a perfectionist. But there's a lot of inner work. We know in the month of Nisan, it was a young lamb. Now we're going to be, it's maturing into a bull. We know that the Tauruses are bulls. So now you're growing up a little bit. You're getting that determination. So you could deal with the things. You're also working on your individuality, and we're working on expressing ourselves. But the energy is Gevurah. The energy is Gevurah. So it is this. So it's a month of strength and power, but not only outward, but mostly inward. So again, you have to do a lot of. The whole purpose of accounting is we're rectifying the improper kavod, improper honor. So this is, again, a lot of relationship issues. A lot of relationship issues between you and people. And there's a famous verse that says in the Pirkei Avos, one who honors others is honored. So you have to think about how much honor we're giving to other people, or how much honor we're always expecting. Are we looking to give honors to others? That means if you give honor to other people, God will give you honor. But if you don't give honor to other people, then honor doesn't come to you. And this is an area that obviously we have to work on, because we are a very self-centered, or, you know, the last two classes are about noticing the hard work of self-centeredness, noticing it. And if we notice it, then we can get it. I mean, listen, we have to go, you know, you can't go to the gym and outwork your diet. You know, 80% is diet. So going to the gym and working out and doing nothing with your diet, you're not going to get the results. So we want results. I love getting results. We don't want to do these classes. Otherwise, we could put radio shows in here. We could put advertisements. We could put whatever you want. If it's not going in anywhere, what's the difference? So obviously, this is very intense. It's not for everybody. But whoever does want it, God wants Aziz. He wants a person to have strength. If you look at the letter or the name, the letters, there's four letters. Last, in the month of Nisan, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So everything's in flow. So this month is Yud Kei Hei Vav. So the flow is not It's flow, but half of it is not so flow. So there's an aspect, obviously, of Gevurah. We're dealing with the 24,000 students, so we still have to work on that, issue of relationships with people. You realize that the biggest struggle people have is relationships with people today. If you look across the board, this is exactly because there's so much work that's not being done, and there's so much projection, and there's so much. It's just that's what's happening, and we can't stand what we see in other people, but we have that because otherwise you wouldn't be bothered by it. You get it? The Baal Shem Tov says very simple: if you are not bothered by somebody's actions, then that means you don't have it. But the fact that we're so bothered, you're so bothered by this person, you're so bothered by that person, you're so bothered by that person, then that means there's a lot of stuff that you have. That's what's teaching you. It's teaching you that there's a lot of... The more you are bothered, when people tell you, the more I'm triggered by new things, it's because there's a lot of fear that you have, not let it. Otherwise, you would see the godliness in people. And ultimately, that's being superhuman. But at least we can try to even get there. Because otherwise we're very reactive, and our life just becomes very reactive. We have no real relationship. So again, the work has to be done. The work has to be done, and this is why the Gemara says a person who has many friends above, below has many friends above. A person has a lot of enemies below, has a lot of enemies on high. How could that be? Yes, because the fact that you have so many enemies is because all you see is negative in people, and that means you're not working on your own stuff. And if you have a lot of friends, that means you're able to see the good in people. And that means heaven sees that good. You worked on yourself. But that's the bottom line. If at the end of the day, people are people, and you can't expect them to change, you have to change the way you see them. And that's exactly what this whole area of the Omer is about. Not only do we have to find the good in people, we have to pray for your enemies. It's another, we have to pray for the left to get to the right. Not to say, let the left go to the right. I'm just trying to explain to you. There's actually a book that I'm going to do a class on, but I'm still reading it just to comprehend it. But it's incredible, the book. The book says, you are what you hate. And there's a lot of truth in it. And if you understand that, then at least we can get some results. This is another reason why this month also is connected to the Vav. The Vav is the letter of the month. The Vav also represents connection and connectivity, continuity. So today, for example, the Sefira is Chesed Shebe Teferet. Okay, so what does that mean? Give somebody a kind word. Do Chesed. Tell somebody they're beautiful. Tell somebody that today's a good day to give somebody a kind word. Today's a good day to... It's just flow. Kindness and flow. Do a positive action with flow that magnifies. Compliment somebody on their artistic, etc. Tell your wife, I love how you scream at me so eloquently.
So what?
Eloquently. The month of ER, we have to shake it up also, don't worry. The month of ER also represents brightness. Brightness, it represents a brightness, a ray of light, and it represents also Yira. So Pinchas, of course, he teaches. What's going on in the lobby today? What's like a Rav Pinchas of Quartz teaches us that if a person needs to start a prescription or medication, he should start it in the month of ER. So if you're going to take medication, why? Because this month has extra energies in the air. It just has it in the air. And it's normally, let's say another medication would not heal you. But this month, the download is extra energy, etc. Extra healing energy. So think about just getting it. It's in the air of healing. That's what's out there. Because remember, inner healing... That's why, if you think about why medicine has to be bitter, why can't it be sweet? Because what happens is if a person all of a sudden, you see people, they neglect their body, all they want is sweet. All of a sudden, they have to take bitter medicines. So that bitterness is suffering, it basically sweetens the body. So the body suffers a little bit, but the soul really, really succeeds. The soul prospers. So that's why the medicine itself has to be bitter. And that's why before bitter, we cannot come to healing without bitterness. It's the way God made the world. Bitterness before peace. Always there will be bitterness before peace. We can never have the Seder without the bitterness. There'll always be bitterness in your life. Our job is to sweeten the bitterness. Not to say, I want to avoid bitterness. It's not possible. It doesn't exist. Why? Because Rabbi Nachman says, we are all in some kind of a war. The war is in your head, the war is in with people, but there's always a war going on. And the only thing is you can do is you cannot spend all day there. That's imagine that. You will be at war, but don't spend all day in the war. Just, okay, this is what it is, acceptance, and move on. But don't expect to be in the Brady Bunch, where everything is wonderful and etc. I'm just telling you. So you have a realistic approach to life. Because some of us have complete unrealistic expectations of what, I think Y.Y. Jacobson says, any family with more than one member is dysfunctional. That's what he said. And it's true. It's true. It's just you're not going to have. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. It's going to be the dog. It's going to be this. Who knows what it is? Ultimate healing is the root of so what is this month also? Obviously, this month also represents 8, not 7. It's the 8th month. And 8 is obviously super. Anytime with 7, 7 is nature. 8 is above nature. So that's why this concept of healing and etc. The word for this month of Iyar is a numerical value of 221. Right? 221 is the same numerical value as Erech Arich. Arich represents Erech Ampin, long, long faith, which represents Kabbalistically Keter. So we can get to the energy of Keter this month. Erech Ampin means lengthening. Like we've always said, the key to wealth is lengthening your day, lengthening the hour. The key to my breathing is lengthening my breathing, lengthening it. Not shortening it. Shortening it means I'm stressed and I'm in reactive mode. I have to get to lengthening. Lengthening is patience. Lengthening is forbearance. Lengthening is looking at the big picture. You understand? You know, when Jeff Bezos tells you, you know, when they interviewed him before he was, you know, how are you making money? How do you expect to make money? You know, the guys, one of the hosts was telling him, how do you expect money? You're losing money every day. You're losing money. Are you crazy? They looked at him. Jeff Bezos was like, he was crazy. But he's looking, no. This is an Erech Ampin. This is a long-term game. This is the way it's supposed to be. And you can see what happened. So there's a time. Erech Ampin means I'm looking at the big picture. I'm in the big picture. I'm focusing on a long-term healing, not short-term pain, go away. No. I want to learn. I want to turn the bitterness into strength. That's what Keter represents. It's a new energy. The also sense of this month. Every month has a sense. The sense of it is hearing, being able to absorb information, hearing people out. Right? There's listening and there's hearing. Right? I hear you. So again, where this comes back is, again, same thing as the concept of absorbing information, absorbing, hearing the message that God wants from us every single day. Being able to clock in every single day and be present. Every day, present. What do I have to do today? What's going to work on today? It's not good or bad. It's different things you have to work on. Just like you go to the gym, when do you do shoulders? When do you do legs? When do you do chest? When do you do abs? It's a different strength needing, and everything is connected to the other. So if we don't have the chesed, if we don't have kindness, then we have a hard time with gevur. You understand? Each body part is exactly the same thing. They need each other, needs it. If one body part is off, if your back is off, it's going to screw up a lot of things. It's going to screw up your shoulders. It's going to screw up your posture. It's all connected. So we just like the sefirot, the 7 sefirot, what do? The 10 sefirot, they also mimic your body. It's the chesed represents the right arm, the left. The gevur represents the left. The leg is netzach. The left leg is hod. So each one of us, you could see, it's just like the body. When one area is off, the whole thing is off. The sign of the month is sure is the bull. What did we do? Anything we're dealing with bulls. With Tauruses is represents aggressiveness, strength, stubbornness, simplicity, self-confidence, emotional volatility. So Tauruses are very, very, the most stubborn sign out of all of them is Taurus. Why? Because they're earth, which is earth is stubborn, and they're fixed earth. So just like Scorpios are fixed emotionally, you can't change their emotions, they're very hard. Earth is so earth, Tauruses really have to work on a lot of spirituality, because if not, they're very driven by acquisition of money, acquisition of land, things. They just want to be the bull in the bubble. You get me? Just let me be in my fancy life and leave me alone. That's the perfect life. But we can't be, it's too much acquisition, too much control, too much this. So what they have to work on is obviously, it's too much of a bull, too much raw energy. So they have to work on, again, on spirituality, letting go, not be so controlling, not making your whole life about money, not the acquisition. Just work on balance. Work on, you know, the opposite of actual Tauruses, if you look at the month, is Cheshvan, Scorpio. Cheshvan is all about, a lot of Scorpios, they're very into spirituality, depthness. So just like the opposite of Scorpio, what is Scorpio also? When Scorpio gets too, when they get too emotional, they need to be a little more like a bull. Okay, view it as it is. Don't be so emotional. So they both work hand in hand. They both work hand in hand, etc. The body part is the kidney of the month, and the kidneys represent advice. The kidneys represent advice, etc. Also, the kidneys are the source of fear. The kidneys represent fear. So when there's excessive fear, it affects the kidneys. That's why a lot of adrenal insufficiency is excessive. Too much, you're shooting the adrenal, too much cortisol. So people become exhausted. So the kidneys are supposed to advise you. The kidneys are not supposed to burn you out. The element, obviously, is earth. And again, you have to recognize that these 49 days represent seven cycles of 7 days of nida. So when a wife is in nida, she has to work on herself. She's cut off, right? Until she cleanses herself. And then when she cleanses herself, she goes into the mikvah. This represents the big mikvah on Shavuot. There's a new zivug. There's a new reunion. So the same thing. We are a state of nida. Right now, we are a state of nida. We're eating barley. We're not eating wheat. And there's a lot of character. There's a lot of work that has to be done. So the concept here where he's saying something incredible. So he talks about here that obviously we spoke about 24,000 students of all of them died. And why did they die? The Lubavitcher Rebbe says they loved each other, but the love ended up becoming too much of an argument. They shoved their views of other people, for their opinions. For example, I could love you, but I cannot stick my opinion up your face. Okay? So love doesn't mean you suffocate the other person. Love means you give the person space. It doesn't mean your ideas are the only ideas. So they didn't have proper respect for each other's ideas. And this is extremely important. Nothing speaks about this. That, you know, let's say, for example, you come back from Uman, and all of a sudden you're very, you know, you're on cloud nine, and then you tell your wife, cover your hair, go do this, go do that. You become like, you take your energy and you shove it in people's faces. You can't do that because you suffocate them. So you could love them, but you also have to have a tzimtzum. You have to have a tzimtzum, you have to create space. So you, because again, if I take, let's say somebody's sleeping in a hotel for 4 days in a row and he's depressed, and I all of a sudden take the blinds and I say, rise and shine, get up, let's go. I could cause more damage than anything because he can't handle that light. So all of a sudden you have to open up one curtain. But if you say, rise and shine, get up, you're sleeping for 4 days, it doesn't really work like that, obviously. You wouldn't want to be woken up like that. So the same way, we can't wake up people like that. We have to give them space, because people don't want to, people with low self-esteem do not want to be told what to do. Because they're already criticizing themselves as it is. They're already butchering themselves, so they don't need help. They don't need a friend to help them. What they need is they need encouragement, and they need to some kind of control themselves, and they need to give them, they need to have the ability to make the decision, because somebody's always making a decision for them. So the same thing with people, it's a whole art on how to help people. It's not easy. That's why you have to pray for them, that they should feel that you love them, not here, do this, do that. Why are you not waking up? Obviously, they're not doing it because they're depressed. It's not an easy thing. Interestingly, so what he talks about here, the Torah talks about Hashem tells the snake, I will put an enmity between you and the woman. The word, Hebrew word for enmity, E-N-M-I-T-I, never heard of the word, is ve'eva. According to the Zohar, this word is numerical value 24. Basically represents the 24,000. So the same thing here. Everything started as a love and connection, but then through various breakdowns of communication, so a mini represents a state of feeling of being actively opposed or hostile to somebody. We learned something new today. So basically exactly what he's saying here. It starts as loving and then it breaks down to communication. So people, they fall in love and next, you know, a couple things go off, and they're not in love anymore. Or, you know, the one thing is to say, how could all of a sudden you be in love 2 days, you know, you meet somebody, next thing you know, you don't want to deal with the person. You break up with them. How's that possible? It's because the communication went bad. But your communication is being forced. It's not being presented. It's being forced. It's almost like emotional blackmail. You get me? If you don't do this, I'll do this. That kind of communication is what screwed up the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. It started as love, but then it became forced. It became the breakdown in communication because a person doesn't change his perspective. So we have to hearing is being able to listen to a perspective, to be able to change your perspective that it's not always your way. So their love was very ultimately self-centered and self-serving. I love you as long as you do everything my way. But if you don't do it my way, then I won't love you. Also, the word incredible, how the word ahavat chinam, which is the opposite of sinat chinam is baseless hatred. Baseless love is the same numerical value as 506, which is the same numerical value as Shor, as the Taurus. So this month is where we have to work on baseless love. You know, you could see beautiful pictures of Chabad. You know, they're in those Gaza protest, this protest of, you know. And at least people are getting exercise. I think that's a good sign about these protests, no? At least they're getting exercise. Before they were playing video games all day long. But they're putting on tefillin as these protests are gone. You're in a dark place, put on light. That's it. That's the job of Chabad. They find the place, and that's more light. That's what we have to do. We have to constantly, you go to a place of darkness, you got to increase light. And this is where he's saying, who is honorable? One who honors others. The inner work of tikkun of the period of the Pesach and Shavuot, starting with the ER, is to carefully be able to honor others. So, work on your relationships. Another thing is that it's very good for this month also, is if it's raining, drink the rain. Rav Pinchas of Korach says that the actual rain between Pesach and Shavuot, it's extremely healing, and it can cure incurable diseases. Okay? So, just think about that concept. It's a healing. But healing is not going to come from... This is not healing coming from the outside. This is healing coming from the inside. So let's heal our relationships. Let's heal our relationship to money. Let's heal our relationship to food. Let's heal our relationship to things. Remember, everything has a relationship to it. And if you change the relationship to it, then you heal. Because otherwise, you're just trying to go on a diet. If you're going on a diet, it's not healing the relationship with food. You have to say, you have to change your identity and say, I don't eat these kind of foods. This is not me. You understand? It's your relationship to it versus just, I want to avoid this. Because the good chances are you won't be able to avoid it. Why? Because you have a Yetzirah. But if you say, this is my new identity, I eat, this is the way I eat, it's a completely different story. So God bless all of us. May we all merit healing in this month of year. Have a great day.